You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farad. Veronica Rickert is out today. We're listening to Burn the Witch by Radiohead. It's off their new album, A Moon-Shaped Pool, which just came out this year. Even though we're only halfway through 2016, a lot has gone down in the music world so far. Beyonce dropped her visual album, Lemonade, on HBO. Paul Simon released a new album. And David Bowie's final album came out just 2 days before his death. NPR has put together a list of their 30 favorite albums of 2016 so far. You can see that NPR music list on the Central Time Facebook page. I want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite album or song that's come out so far this year? What new tracks have really caught your ear? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Stephen Thompson is with us now. He's editor and writer for NPR Music and a weekly panelist on NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Stephen, good to have you back.
That's great to be here, Rob.
Well, a good year for music so far, Stephen.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, typically around this time every year, we're putting together the best music of the year so far. So we do one kind of at the six-month mark and then another one right at the end of the year. And typically we do 50 albums at the end of the year and 25 at mid-year. And we had all these meetings and we couldn't whittle it down to 25. And so we just said, you know what? There are no laws governing this process. So we went ahead and did 30 albums. And of course, NPR Music covers music across genre. So, you know, a lot of the titles you listed were really big pop and rock records, but we were also addressing classical and jazz and hip hop and many, many different genres.
So good that you couldn't narrow it down to just 25.
That's right. That's right. You just come and try to take those five albums away from us.
Now, before we get to listen to some of that music, Stephen, I want to talk about the idea of music discovery. We keep seeing science or whatever coming out saying your musical tastes are locked in at enter year here, late 20s, 29, 33
sure.
years old, something like that. Why is it important for us to keep finding the new stuff, to not just lock in on our golden years or early days stuff?
Well, I think I'm sure there is science to that. I'm sure our brains, evolve and start forming more in some ways and stop forming in other ways. But I think that's situational as much as scientific. I think that everybody reaches a point, no matter how obsessed you are with music when you're a kid or when you're in college, your life is going to carry on and you're going to have more and more and more forces drawing you away from discovering new music. You're going to have, you got a job, you got a mortgage, you got a family, and those things take away from a love of music. And one of the things that I think of as our job at NPR Music is to do a lot of sifting and winnowing for the benefit of those people who use it's Little Wisconsin.
Thank you.
I throw that out there as an Easter egg all the time, sifting and winnowing. But we're there to listen to tons and tons and tons of music so that people who would love to be listening to tons and tons of music can just kind of get to the good stuff more quickly.
Well, let's get to some of the good stuff. You've got a lot of variety for us. So let's get into it. Here, we'll give a listen. Anderson .Paak, I hope I'm saying it right. And this track is called The Season I Carry Me.
6 years old, I tried my first pair of Jordans on. Mama, can you carry me? It was late in the fall, I caught a glimpse of my first love. My God, Mama, can you carry me? Knees hit the floor, screams to the Lord.
So tell us a little bit about the artist first, Stephen, Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, Anderson .Paak, he's a singer and rapper from Oakland. He first became well-known last year when he appeared on the Straight Outta Compton album that Dr. Dre put together. And, so he kind of has that stamp of approval from Dr. Dre, and everybody was waiting for this for him to put out this new record, which came out way back in, January, and yet it's this incredible, sprawling kind of summertime record. So it's a record I've been listening to all year and that many of us kind of across the board at NPR Music really, really love.
And is that one track pretty representative, or is there a lot of variety within the album?
He's going in a lot of different directions. I got to see a full concert of his, and he is he's kind of a full band leader showman, it's not sticking with one genre. There is, as you could tell kind of from that excerpt, there's a lot of kind of classic soul running through it as well. It's a really cool, fascinating, kind of endlessly rewarding record.
So that was a name I didn't know. Here's one that I did. Beyonce. Now, I will say, I appreciate her skill and artistry. I haven't always been, it's not always my kind of stuff. But the track you sent us from this album, pretty good. And I realized I owned it, actually, because I'd bought it for one of my kids, but hadn't listened to it. So this is the song, Freedom. We'll give a listen here.
I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away.
shining, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
All right, I played that one longer than I normally do because there's a lot of great pieces that come together there really well, Stephen.
I think she's extraordinary. I'm a huge, huge Beyoncé fan, particularly these last few records, as she has fully come into her own as I think a powerhouse. And I know that Beyoncé can be divisive, and that we probably, you know, I've probably get more blowback when I rave about Beyoncé than when I rave about anybody else. But this album, Lemonade, got a lot of attention right when it came out because it's a response record to a lot of personal turmoil in her life, in her marriage to Jay-Z, and everyone was kind of picking it apart, you know, for more details about their lives. But it's also, it kind of ends with this string of really beautiful songs, several of which, like Freedom, which has the rapper Kendrick Lamar on it, which are very anthemic and very current. You know, they feel very of the moment.
But they're also, I mean, I see callbacks to gospel and soul and rock and just that, just so much in that one, just that 40 seconds of music we just heard.
She is not just a pop singer, and I sometimes hear people who will push back and just be like, ugh, pop music, blah. It's so inventively made and drawing on so much great stuff that came before it, and yet it sounds very, very current.
Talking to Stephen Thompson from NPR Music, looking at some of the best music of 2016 so far. A good year for music, according to NPR Music. Here's another one. We're going to listen to a lot more here. Anoni, am I saying this right? This is another one that's new to me.
Anoni, yeah.
Anoni.
You may have heard of her. She used to make records as the head of Anthony and the Johnsons, you know, she's a trans woman, and she made this incredibly. Well, you want to play a little bit of it?
Yeah, this is the song "Drone Bomb Me." Here it is.
So drone bomb me.
So almost melodramatic there. I mean, I think looking back in the 80s to Morrissey and the Smiths, it makes that look downright cheerful, Stephen. is that an indication of the rest of the album here?
Yeah, this is a bleak record. This is a very dark and powerful statement of a record, and it's very, very political. It can be abrasive, but you know, when she was making records before as Anthony and the Johnsons, they had a little bit more of a kind of hopeful quality to them and a really searching quality. This record is much more violent in its imagery and to I think really, really powerful effect.
Yeah, what is it that's grabbing people about this album? I mean, you mentioned very, very bleak, yet people are gathering around it.
Well, I think part of what people are gathering around is it is a very, very bold and evocative statement. This is an artist who has a tremendous amount to say about a tremendous number of issues. And you know, we're always looking for music that challenges us or kind of gets under the skin and pokes around a little bit.
Well, let's go to maybe the polar opposite in the list you sent us here. In the country genre, we'll give a listen to the song Rich by Maren Morris.
A dollar every time that I swore you off, and a 20 every time that I picked up when you called, and a crisp new Benjamin for when you hear that gone again, and a dollar every time I was right about you after all.
All right, pretty straight ahead, a little slower tempo than you might expect from this kind of country song, a very simple metaphor. You treat me badly. If I had a dollar for every time you did it, I'd be rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the simplicity of that is fantastic. You know, you cannot go wrong with a big summer kiss-off song. And that's
your summertime breakup music for the year, people.
Yeah, it's just, I'm mad, you big liar. And the song has this very classic kind of timeless feel. If you listen to the kind of hook that was running underneath the verse, it's very almost like the Joker by the Steve Miller
band. I was just
going
to say, it sounded like Steve Miller. Yeah, I wanted the bass to do one more thing and lock into that. Yeah,
and I think that kind of classic feel, you know, mixed with just like a young, really bright country singer who's making these, you know, big, great anthems. She had an anthem kind of over the winter months called My Church that was her breakthrough country hit. And I think she's terrific.
This is a drive around with the windows down kind of,
yeah,
kind of album.
And it's summertime, man.
We're talking to Stephen Thompson from NPR Music Now, looking at the 30 best albums. We won't get to all of them, but some of the best albums of 2016 so far. And we're taking your calls now, too, at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite song or album you've heard so far that came out this year? Where do you go to find out about new music? A radio, streaming service? Word on the street? What are you excited to listen to once it comes out later this year? Are you anticipating a new release? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll pick up the discussion, get to your calls after a little break here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation now with Stephen Thompson from NPR Music, looking at the best albums that have come out so far in 2016. You could join in with your favorite new album, new song, at 800-642-1234. What new music are you getting into? What do you like or not about the tracks we've played so far? Where do you go to find out about new music? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to a caller now. Colin is on the line in Eagle River. Colin, hi.
Hi, yeah. I'd just like to say that my number one album for the year has got to be Cartoon Moon by a band called Dead Horses out of Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
I've heard of them. Can you describe the album, Colin? Because I don't think I've heard the album myself.
The instrumentation is they have a couple of guitars and a stand-up bass, one of the guitars playing rhythm, the other one taking leads. And they also have on this album, I believe it's some of the drum tracks are the former drummer of Wilco.
Oh.
And they also have Norm Kelney, the banjo picker, playing on a track.
All right.
But it is just outstanding, the entire album.
Colin, thanks so much for that suggestion. Always good to hear good Wisconsin bands. And Stephen, by the way, I don't know if you've been following our set list summer music series.
Mm-hmm.
People can check out a lot of great Wisconsin and regional bands at WPR.org/setlist. You're from Wisconsin, Stephen. You're sifting and winnowing. Anybody you're keeping an eye on back home here?
Well, I mean, I just, it's funny, Colin mentioned Dead Horses from Oshkosh. I just wrote down Dead Horses from Oshkosh on my notes so I can check it out.
Good.
There are definitely, you know, I'm a huge fan of Bon Iver. I'm always dying to get up to the Eau Claire Festival and have not yet done so. But, you know, every now and then, you know, I put together like a South by Southwest playlist every year through NPR Music, and I'm always kind of trying to peek at Wisconsin bands and listen extra closely. There's a band from Milwaukee called Paper Holland that I put on there a couple years ago. I was Trapper Shep I put on this past year from Milwaukee. So, you know, I definitely try to keep a little bit of an extra unit of ear on any artists who are from Wisconsin.
Colin, thanks for that suggestion. We'll go now to Brian in Milwaukee. Brian, hi.
Oh, hi. I was telling a screener, I most recently liked this group called Lucius. They're out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. They have an album called Good Grief, I think is their latest album. Two female singers. They're just an interesting live band as well. And I've been tapping into Stephen Colbert on a regular basis to see new bands.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember him singing, though he's got a good singing voice, I guess. Brian, thanks so much for that. Lucius rings a bell. Have you told us about Lucius before, Stephen?
I may have talked about Lucius on this show before. I really, really love him. The two singers, Holly Lessig and Jess Wolf, they sing, they don't so much harmonize as sing in unison. And so you have these two really, really strong voices that are doing the same thing at the same time, and it really gives their songs kind of verve and power. As Brian said, a really great live band, just getting better and better. You can go back a few years. We did a Tiny Desk concert in the NPR Music offices with them. They're a longtime favorite of ours.
Brian, thanks a lot for that suggestion. Let's get back to some of the tracks you shared with us today, Stephen. And this has been a year, of course, of loss in the musical world. Prince, passed away, and of course David Bowie, but he released an album just before he died. And here's a listen to one of the tracks from Black Star by David Bowie. This is I Can't Give Everything Away.
Seeing more and feeling less, saying no but meaning yes. This is all I ever meant. That's the message that I sent.
And Stephen, a lot of ways the album felt like a goodbye, didn't it?
Yeah, boy. You know, it came out a couple days before he died, and this record's so interesting. A few months before it came out, I was getting word, you know, floating around like, oh, there's going to be a David Bowie record, and it's like a jazz record. This is going to be like his jazz record, and I kind of rolled my eyes like, oh, boy. And I think what people meant by that was he just has all of these incredibly accomplished players playing with him and that he was looking at different forms. But so, like, you know, it was coming out like January 7th, and I thought, oh, boy, that's kind of, they're kind of burying it. And once it came out, and once I got a copy of it, I was absolutely floored by it, and just, it just felt like he was in peak form. And so it made his death feel that much more shocking. And then it cast this album in a very, very different light that it really is. I mean, that this song that you just played, I Can't Give Everything Away, that's the last song on the record, and it feels very much like a final statement. It's a beautiful record, even outside the context of the incredible sadness that envelops it.
Talking to Stephen Thompson from NPR Music, looking at some of the best albums released so far in 2016. Here's another one. This one I'm not familiar with. The artist is Mitski. Before we give a listen, can you tell us a little bit about her?
She is amazing. she's been floating around for a couple years. You know, she put out a record a year or two ago that a lot of us really liked. You know, we liked her enough. You know, we put her on our South by Southwest showcase lineup. She's definitely an artist that we've been keeping an eye on. And then this record, it's called Puberty 2, and it's just this fascinating character study that gets incredibly intense at times. And the song we're going to hear is my favorite song of the record, and maybe my favorite song of the year.
Wow.
Called Your Best American Girl.
Powerful climax of the song there, Stephen. It's kind of ethereal for quite a while leading up to that point, as I recall. This is maybe your favorite song of the year, you're saying?
Yeah, this song just hits incredibly hard. You know, those guitars in that chorus, they make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And when you start to unpack the lyrics of the song, it's all about identity, cultural identity, figuring out who you are and what you want to be. It's a powerhouse record.
Now here's another one that fits into the cultural identity theme, and again, a new one to me, Senya Rubinos, a new album called Black Terry Cat, and this track is called Mexican Chef.
French bistro, Dominican chef, Italian restaurant, Boricua chef, Chinese takeout, Mexican chef, new for America, but to the end of that is a French bistro, Dominican chef, Italian restaurant, Boricua chef, Chinese takeout, Mexican chef, new for America, but to the end of that.
Brown monster, baby, brown monster dog, brown raised American, picks up its mom, brown cleans your house, brown takes the trash, brown even.
So, and a lot going on there, and a great groove behind that one. Talk about it a little.
You said there's an incredible groove behind it, but there's also, as you can tell as you unpack the words she's saying, you know, it's a message song. It's about the way Latino workers are sort of forming the backbone of American work, and commenting off of that. And so what you really get in that song is this, is you have that message and you have somebody with a very strong point of view, but you also have somebody who is very, very playful in the way that the music's coming together. And so it's very, it's stimulating, for lack of a better word. It's just pinging all these different parts of your brain. She's really, really cool.
And let's get to one. Now, this guy, it's a weird coincidence. He has the same name as that guy from Simon and Garfunkel, the guy who did the Grace. Oh, no, no, wait. It's the same guy. There's a new Paul Simon album. Before we listen, I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, it's been out for a few weeks now, and it was funny. I was listening to the song "Graceland" in the car with my girlfriend this morning, and we were just marveling over the fact that Paul Simon's been around for what, like 50 years, making music for something like 50 years, and he never really had a fallow period. You know, he never put out records that stunk. And that's an incredibly remarkable thing for a musician to do. And this record is called "Stranger to Stranger," and it's just another really, really strong record of Paul Simon songs.
All right, here's a little from the track called "The Werewolf."
The werewolf's coming, the werewolf's coming, yes, the werewolf is coming, Joe. I hear her howling, prowling on the hill, the werewolf's coming, Bill. Ignorance and arrogance, a national debate. Put the fight in Vegas, that's a billion-dollar game.
That's Paul Simon, The Werewolf, from his newest release. Stephen, briefly, what's the next album you're looking forward to dropping?
Oh, man. Well, there are a couple that I just found out about that I actually am not allowed to talk about yet because they have not been announced, and I'm such a terrible tease. But I will say there are a couple of really, really big ones coming out this year that people are going to be very excited about.
All right. Well, something secret to look forward to. Stephen, thanks. It's always a lot of fun to share some music with you.
Oh, anytime, Rob. Thanks so much for having me.
We're talking to Stephen Thompson. He's editor and writer for NPR Music, weekly panelist on NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. He joins us to talk about NPR Music's 30 favorite albums of 2016 so far. Still time to share some of your favorite releases and find a link to that top 30 list, by the way. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page. We've got a link to it there, and NPR has links so you can actually sample a little bit more of that music.